Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, was trying to figure out why I'm still single. I did too many episodes where we didn't get to the bottom of it and nobody could figure it out because apparently, I don't know, life is just bad sometimes. Anyway, my guest is a person who I didn't realize I hadn't had them on the podcast. They're a friend. They wrote on Brooklyn and 99, a new girl. They were on Grand Crew in a very hilarious cold open. They also wrote on Grand Crew. He co-hosts the podcast XOXO Gossip Kings, a Gossip Girl recap. Oh my God, I have COVID. A Gossip Girl recap podcast. His new album, Highly Sensitive Person, is out now. I'm so excited. This person is so funny and so wonderful. It's Lamar Woods.
Yo, what up, what up? Hey, Nicole, what's up, girl? How you doing? I'm so sorry you're sick. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. We do record these out of order. So this is This is coming out in February. This is January. I just got back from Africa. I went to South Africa. I went to Seychelles, Zambia, Zimbabwe. Didn't meet anybody, but I took this train from Pretoria to Victoria Falls, from South Africa to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And I met this lovely couple on it. And I asked them like how they met or whatever. And then Sashir talked about her partner. And then I was like, then everyone like looked at me and I was like, I don't have a partner right now, but I have several meaningful friendships. And then everyone laughed and then they went, don't worry, it'll happen for you.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, and now I can't leave. I'm stuck on a train and I have to like have dessert with these people who now feel bad for me. And I was just like, I'm millions of miles from home and I still feel bad about being single.
I know. I came here to have a good time, find myself, feel good about it. So how did you have fun? I always wanted to go to Africa and visit there.
I had a great time. I fucking loved Africa. I can't recommend the continent enough. It was really beautiful and there's so much to see. We only saw the southern part of Africa, but there's like northern Africa, central Africa. Like it's just, I,
It's a beautiful continent. Like, it's just stunning.
I gotta go. I mean, I feel that I feel you on the meaningful friendships thing, though. I feel like I've been single so long that I feel like all of my emotional energy has just built really strong friendships, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, I'm really proud. I'm really proud of these people that I love, that I've curated in my life. And then it's like, yeah, it would be really nice to like have somebody who's romantic, but I'm like, it's not happening. So I love my friends.
What about your friends?
What about your friends? Are you single? You're single.
Yeah. I'm single. Yeah. I've been single for a long time as well. Like, I was doing that. So I was on a date the other day and she asked me how long I've been single and I had to do the math and it was about, I think almost 8 years, almost 9 years.
That's, I feel like, an illegal question. I don't think anyone should be allowed to be like, so how long have you been single? Bitch, don't worry about it. I'm here with you. Yeah. I'm trying to do something nice with you. Don't ask me that.
Yeah, why are you bringing it? I'm already eating vegan for you. Like, I don't want to eat this shit. I was so nice. She was like, because she's a chef, a vegan chef, but she wanted to show me a vegan spot. And I'm really, like, I'm not even like, like, I eat meat, but I'm open to anything. I eat it, whatever. But I felt so bad. I had to keep it 100 with her. I was like, this shit is nasty. And then I was like, this, like, it was like a barbecue bacon burger. That was just like a chorizo or something. It was just off the charts gross. But I wanted to be honest. I went from, like, I felt like I was already honest about the how much I didn't like the food that I could, at that point on, I just could be honest about everything. Like, I just gave her all of it.
That is funny. When you make the choice on a first date to be like, I'll never see this person again. You could have all my thoughts. You could have everything that's ever been in my head. I do not give a shit. I'll never see you again.
Yeah, it's like, here, take this gift and just exist with it forever. And one day you'll reflect on it. That's really funny. That it is like a, well, you know, I mean, I might go out with her again. I don't know. I'm not against dating a vegan, but I do realize, like, I do want to have the same interest with somebody I'm dating, I think. Cause it's like, it's always gonna be a thing. And I like to eat out a lot. Like, I like eating out. So, like, it's just always gonna be a complication. But, you know.
Well, I feel like if you date a vegan, it has to be a vegan who is not like a preachy vegan and not who like looks down on you for eating meat. It's gotta be a vegan who's like my friend, you know, Langan. Langan is a vegan who will go anywhere as long as I have one vegan item on the menu for her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't give a shit what you eat. So it's like you can go anywhere with her. That's the kind of vegan I'd have to date.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we can go anywhere as long as like you're chill with the one vegan item. And then every now and again, we'll go to a full vegan restaurant for you.
I agree. I think that's a beautiful, that's a great way to look at it. But yeah, I think like, you know, because I admire it. Like, it's not like I'm like, vegans, get away from me. It's just like, I think it's a beautiful thing, and I would love to. I'm actually a Buddhist, so I should be not eating meat. But I was like, but yeah, I think you're right. I think I don't like the anxiety of having to think about that kind of stress with something that I love to do so much, you know. But but meaningful friendships, that's what I have. But I would love to travel. Next time y'all go to Africa, let me know. I'll pull up with y'all. I really.
Okay. But yeah, I do want to go back to Africa. I want to go to Egypt. I want to see some pyramids.
Yeah.
I want to go to Morocco. I want to go. There's a ton of places I haven't been yet that I really, really fucking want to go.
Have you been to Japan yet? I want to go there this year. My hope is to go there.
No, I want to go to Tokyo so bad. It looks like fun. You know Mono, right? Mono just went with his husband and was taking the best pictures and shit. I want a partner to travel with. Also happy to travel with my meaningful friendships, but like, it seems nice to like get on a flight with a partner, tee hee hee with your partner, and then like get off and like go fuck in a hotel room and then go sightseeing.
Like a good, like immediately, like as soon as we get off the plane, we smash it. We like, you gotta like, you know, we're in the hotel, we check in, do that. And then it's like, where should we go? Let's go check out the Vatican real quick.
Yeah, let's go to the Vatican real quick.
Are you, what kind of a travel person are you? Are you like organized more, or are you like just go with the flow kind of vibe?
No, So for this 12-day trip to Africa, I started packing at 11 p.m. the day before we left.
Okay.
So that's the type of traveler I am. I do everything last minute. I either underpack or overpack. This yeah. time I overpacked. Everywhere we went, people were like, are you staying here for a month? And I was like, no. I just have the biggest suitcase known to man, filled to the brim.
Yeah.
Also, I'm very cool with going with the flow. I'm very cool with flying yeah. to a location and not having a single thing planned and then figuring it out while we're there.
I'm the same way. Yeah. Like if we're like walking down the street and we see like a cool thing, a bar or something that looks really interesting, I'm like, let's just go there and see where that yes. takes us. I'm very similar. Yeah. Like my problem, like I that's how I feel. I want a partner I could travel with because like my best friend, Carl, you know, Carl. He lived out of the country for a long time. He refuses to leave the country. So like he like loves America. No, I love America too. God damn it! But yeah, I
he loves America.
But my goal in life, like we did vision boards for Phil. I'm just name dropping everybody. But at the homie birthday, we did vision boards for his birthday, and my vision board was all traveling. Like outside of the country, like so that's like mm-hmm. something I have to do whether I'm in a relationship or not. So I gotta fit, but I don't want to do it by myself. It's kind of nerve wracking, like to be in a foreign country like alone. I'm sure you felt that way.
It is. I went to Dublin alone, and all I had to do was like leave the hotel and explore because I was there for 2 nights that I could have done stuff. But I was so like nervous. I was like, I don't want to be like the loser lady in the corner of a bar. And then when I was on vacation, I was like, but I made friends, like. People just talk and you could easily make friends. And I forgot about that when I was alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, traveling alone is, I don't know. It's nerve wracking. And also I love that you did vision boards. I did two vision boards in 2023 and I'm like, I guess I'm due for another one. Just got to put things in my eyesight of what I want. Like one is a loved one. And if a man comes to my house and is in my room, he's going to be like, are you well? Like, are you okay?
No, I have the same
it's like,
shit.
Good sex, let me get happiness, love. Yeah, let me see it.
You know, good sex. How did you find that in a magazine? It's like a thing.
I had to cut out the S-E-X and it looks like ransom.
Okay, this is my, it says, like I have this woman right here. It's just this like black woman in glasses. And then, there was definitely a time where I had someone over it, and she looked kind of like her. I feel like she looked uh-huh. at the poster, and she was like, "Is that supposed to be me?" Like, I was like, "No, that's just a picture of some random person." But I am, yeah. I was like, "This is what I'm looking for." But
very funny.
So I had to, I kind of took it down. I was like, "All right, people, this is really for me. I don't need people to see this." But I got that and a dog. I want to get a dog and an Oscar. I want to get an Oscar.
I like that. That's good. I wish I had mine near me, but they're in my eyesight. So when I wake up, I look at one. And then the other one, when I go to the bathroom, I pass by it.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's like travel, pictures of like water, because I love water, and boats, because I love a boat. And then I have a picture of a couple. Neither one looks like me or like the people I date or whatever. But I was like, I don't know. They look like they're happy. And then I cut out S-E-X from different letters. And it truly looks like I, you know, if I steal someone, if we have sex, you get your friend back or something. Yeah. It looks like a ransom note. It looks like yeah, I look deranged.
Like you cut the letters out separately from different magazines.
Yeah.
I gotta find a word. You couldn't find sex as one word. It was just like,
couldn't find sex as a word. The magazines were like, and they're like different sizes, so it looks wild. But yeah, I spent 4.5 hours on both vision boards, and I was cutting. I don't know. I think they're helpful. Also, I feel like writing letters is helpful. Mm. I dated somebody for a little bit, and right before I met them, I wrote a letter to my future partner, and then put it in the mail with a stamp, and it just said from Nicole Byer, or just maybe Byer. I don't think I put my full name. And then I wrote Los Angeles, California. This is a return. And then to them, I wrote to my future partner anywhere in California close to me. And I put it in the mailbox. And then I met someone a couple months later. So I did it again. Because I was like, I think I'm ready to meet somebody. So I did it again. And I'm like, I wonder if someone from the post office just has a collection of these things for me. Because I've done it a couple times.
There's like a guy at the post office who's like in love with you right now. He's like, there's that girl again. Like, don't worry. Like, he's like, and they're all trying to convince him to like shoot his shot and like show. But he's like, he doesn't want to just show up at your address. Yeah, that would be crazy.
Well, he doesn't know where I live because I didn't put my address there. And so there's no address.
Oh, so you don't have the return address.
No, okay. I just wrote Los Angeles, California. No return, just my first initial, last name. Mm-hmm. And then I do put a stamp on it because I don't know why, because I feel like that like makes the magic work.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure someone at the post office is like, this girl's going through it, or this girl knows what she wants this year.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that. I mean, I like shit like that. I like magic. I have an enchanted worldview. So I like doing shit like that to feel like, all right, maybe something in their universe is working for me. But good luck with that. Let me know how it goes. We'll see. When'd you send it out?
I sent it out. When did I send it out? Two or three days ago. I was like, it's the beginning of the year. I gotta get the magic working. Gotta let the universe know that I'm ready and I'd like to meet somebody. Yeah. And then the apps are bad. Are you on the apps?
Yeah. They're not fun. I don't really like. I'd like to meet people in real life. I'm realizing that, just in person.
Yeah.
I'm also not really good at like, even though I'm a writer, I have a hard time figuring out what to say. Like, I find myself saying or making a joke that I should make if we, like, knew each other for 2 years. But I make it in, like, the first sentence. Like, the other day, I said this girl, because I've been thinking about astrology lately, and I was like, she said she had a really good day, like, a good afternoon today. And I said, oh, like, I had a really good day, like, a chill day, right? And I was like, we're on the same page. Are you a water, an air sign like me? And then she was like, how'd you know? That was amazing. I can't believe you guessed that. We're both Geminis, right? And I go, yeah, I'm from space, baby. and I never heard from her again. Like, it just stopped. Like, like we was on a good run too. I was like, we had a good run. And then it was just like silence. And I was like, dang, that one joke. Also, first of all, that shit's funny. That's a funny joke.
But I think, like, that's funny. I would have laughed really hard and been like, space, me too. I'm from Jupiter. Or, yeah. I don't know, that's silly.
Yeah. She was like, no, really, how did you guess this? But yeah, I don't. And then another one, I file all these because I'm like, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to get better at it, but I think I might just not be a dating app person. But I remember being like, I was matched with this girl during Christmas time. And it was like, she's like, hi, how are you? And I was like, hi, are you you're excited for Christmas? Like, what great gifts do you want to get? And then just nothing, just like silence. Like, I never heard from her again.
What are we supposed to be saying to each other? I don't know you. You don't know me. A very good question is, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I'm hoping to get this perfume that I like.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to get? Like, it's not that fucking, I hate when people are like, how are you? And I'm like, great. How are you? Or like, bad. I'm not doing great. I'm pretty sad about the impending holidays and that the world feels like it's ending. How are you? Like, what am I? There's this man on one of the apps who was like, I'm going to be in Europe. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm currently in Europe. This was over the summer. I guess I didn't realize it showed people exactly where I was on Raya. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, I'm going to be in New York later this year. And I was like, I'll actually be in New York later this year. And he's like, when? And I told him, he's like, that's exactly when I'm going to be there. And I was like, all right, well, like, hit me up when you're there. And then he like hit me up when I was in New York and he's like, when do I see you? And I was like, this is too much. This is not that I wanted him to like forget about me, but I was like, it felt like he didn't have a life.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about him at that point. And I know people listening are like, but don't you want a date? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to date a psychotic person. And this person was giving me like crazy person vibes. It was so wild. He was like, I'm here. And I was like, ah, okay. Are you? I don't know. I don't know what I want. I just want like a normal, chill person.
No, I feel you, girl. Like, yeah. And as also, I just feel like, especially with dating apps, like, I feel like I'm like a very, and I want to, I'll tell you a little bit about this highly sensitive stuff because my album, I've named my album out after it, and I've been reading a lot about it. But I find myself very, as I heard you say this on a pod one, that you like, you're very, like, you tell your business to everybody. And I'm like, yeah, I'm very much like that. But, like, I find on the app, I can't connect, like, I can't get a connection with somebody, even if we talk for a long time. And then when I meet them, I feel like I'm just meeting them for the first time. And it's like so it feels like all of that, whether it's 2 weeks or a month, it feels like it was all kind of a waste of time. Because I'm like, now that I'm meeting you in person, I feel like I emotionally I'm not connecting in the way that I was maybe imagining, like, in my head during a gap session. But I can't, I mean, people are crazy. Like you don't know what you're really getting, especially in the apps. Yeah. It's all curated, the answer. So I'm not going to bash the apps because I do know people who have found real love on it. But I just think I'm that guy that's going to, like, I ain't got, like, I'll be at a bar, I ain't got no fear. I'm not afraid to approach any women. I'll go talk to you if you seem nice and if you want me to do that. If you're not running away from me.
You're not running away from me. I would die so hard if I walked into a bar and a woman was running away from me and you're like, hey, come on.
Hey, where you going, baby? Hey, baby, like, where you going? We're just running around the bar. Like, I would
just be like, you gotta leave that bitch alone. She said no. Real quick, we gotta take a break. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
I've had zero luck on the apps as of recent. It's, I don't know what it is. I feel like right after the vaccine came out in like 2021-ish, everybody was like, oh, we're out here. I want a meaningful connection with somebody. And I went on some nice dates with people. And then as the years have gone on, I feel like everybody's back to being like a fucking shithead. Yeah. And it's like just people whacked and wild and shit. Like it's bad out here.
It is. Yeah. I wonder if it's an LA thing too. Like, do you think it's an LA thing? Did you live in New York? You lived in New York too, right? How was it out there?
Yeah, I lived in New York for 8 years. I loved it, but also I was in my early 20s. So, like, I was always out, you know, at a bar or something, or like a free thing I saw in Time Out in New York. And I would meet people all the time and I was always kissing people and shit. Never in a meaningful relationship, still had my meaningful friendships, but I just met a ton more people and, like, went out more. and dated a lot more and would like, you ever go to McManus?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, McManus is so fun. They sometimes, they like lock you in till like 3, 4, 5 in the morning and then like you end your night kissing somebody. That's where I spent my 20s. So it was like,
yeah,
fun. But now in LA, it's like, meh. Gotta wake up and hike, gotta wake up and work. there's no like making out with people at bars because everyone's kind of clicky. I don't have good luck. And then everyone's very like LA. Everyone is like thin and blonde and white. Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm just like not attractive to like men in a way. I think I'm attractive to like white women who are like, oh my God, you're brave that you're fat and black and okay with it.
It's like, we love that. We just wanted to come over and tell you how much you mean is how inspiring you are to us. But yeah, I think I feel like LA has a strange transient feeling where people are just like incapable of, and I include myself in this too. I feel like I'm part of this, but it just feels like because I don't have family here. I just feel like I'm not really grounded. And I always found that my dating life has always been better when I dated someone who's from here, whose family is here, and who has like has roots or something. I don't know why. Maybe it's just something about just like you just like the energy of just having to like keep moving or keep surviving out here versus like I live here. I'm settled in this space, but I don't know. I'll tell you this, like, because I mean I've been in therapy for a few years now. And talking about this a lot, but I definitely want to like, I feel like for a while I've been like shaming myself for being single for so long. Now I'm finally like letting go of that. I think it's for a while I thought, oh, maybe I'm like just afraid. Like I meet a really cool person and then I'll just bail on the relationship or like get out of it really quickly. And I thought, oh man, I think I'm like afraid of commitment or something. But I was thinking, I talked to my therapist and it's like, I really didn't realize it. You know, I took this test, this highly sensitive person test. And it's like, I'm like, I get overwhelmed by emotion. And I take on people's emotion. And I found that when I looked back through all the relationships I had, I was like, oh, when I look back through those lenses, I was like, oh, if I like knew how to deal with that, or if I knew how to like manage that, I think I would have had a lot more successful relationships. But I think I was so like anytime anyone showed me any like feeling or care, I was like feeling like overwhelmed by it. And I think I didn't know that it was an actual quality or actual part of my personality that's rooted in like, you know, from childhood or whatever. But so now I'm like, I'm one of those guys that goes to a relationship like, let me tell you all my issues. Like I'm highly sensitive. I'm like, I got anxiety. I'm on antidepressants. I'm like, this is what you need to know. But it makes me feel better about like myself, like, and not feeling like I'm just like this guy that just like likes to be single, because I really don't. Like I'm like a really romantic guy, and I like I think I believe in magic, you know. Like I'm the type of guy to, I'll connect with anybody. Like it's very easy for me to connect. But on the flip side, the hard part is that it's how to manage my the overwhelming feeling of like emotion and being sensitive and dealing with conflict, or if we disagree on something, and the pain that causes that lasts a little longer for me to get over than like an average person. But anyway, yeah, that's what. So I'm feeling good. I'm here. What I want to say is like I'm feeling okay about being single, and I think you should too. That's what I think.
Hey, that's nice. I like. Go in and out of feeling okay about being single. I'm like, it's not the end all be all being in a relationship. I look at some people's relationships and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like I have a friend who's dating this person and I actually hate that person. Yeah. I think they're like, I don't know, this like actual loser.
Like a real loser. Like, it's like I haven't seen a loser in years. Like it's like, yes, this is a loser.
Like a person like, where I'm like, oh my God, like you are taking L's everywhere. You're not funny. You don't get shit. Like you're just not fun to be near. And I'm like, well, as much as I want to be in a relationship, I don't want that. Yeah. I don't want a person that everybody in my life thinks is a loser but won't say to my face. And then I look at other relationships where I'm like, oh, that seems to work on paper. But then when I hang out with y'all a lot, I'm like, oh, I have a headache and I need to take a nap because your dynamic is too, it's too much for me. Like,
yeah.
And it's like that might work for a lot of other people. But I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I would like a relationship. So, OK, I met these people. I've mentioned them before. Mm-hmm. He's a tattoo artist in Atlanta. Oh, God, I can't remember his name. But whatever. He is, his partner is also a tattoo artist. They have a shop together. And his girlfriend is a piercer at their shop. They all get along. She also has another partner. They have separate rooms, but they sleep together sometimes, and they're so kind to one another.
Yeah.
And they talk about things. And again, I don't actually know them, but I think each tattoo, well, one tattoo took, I think, 4 hours. The other one took like 2.5, 3 hours. So I was with them for like almost 10 hours. And I was like, at no point were they unkind to one another.
Yeah.
And it's like their relationship and living dynamic is strange to, I think, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, that works for them. And they vocalized what they needed and they've adjusted in a way that makes sense to them and that they still can be really kind and nice to each other. And I was like, huh, maybe I need a relationship that's like, that doesn't make sense to somebody else, but makes sense to us.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that looks like. But I'm an anxious attachment style, which I've learned, because if I text someone and they don't text me back within 15 minutes, I think that they have left me and they hate me and that I'll be alone for the rest of my life. And yeah, that I have to let them know that if they don't answer me soon, I will walk into traffic, which is like not OK to tell somebody.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's so like we. That's
it's bad.
So I'm the, whatever you are, I'm the person who's not text. I'm the avoidant one. So I'm like, yeah, we would have trouble, but it'd be like, because I would be like, oh, I need to text her so she to know mm-hmm. to know, make sure she knows that I still care about her, even if it's even if I'm compromising something on my end. But yeah, uh-huh. I think that's but it, to find someone who can like you can work on it with, like, and be like, okay, I know this about you, I know, and you know this about me, so mm-hmm. It's like I want to get to a point where you take like the subtext in a relationship is gone, like there's no subtext, it's like we know, we communicate so well with each other mm-hmm. that like if you say, hey, I'm gonna go see this movie, do you want to come, and you say no, I don't really want to see that, there's, you're not like, you don't have this like thought like, oh, she hates my taste, yeah, and like she doesn't really want to spend time with it.
She's gonna leave me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But that only worked. That only, I feel like it only happens if you have a dope communication. If you communicate so well, yes, that you don't have to like try to figure each other out and like figure out what's really going on.
Which is annoying because I don't want to tell someone I'm interested in, hi, I'm very anxious that you're going to leave me because I have abandonment issues. So if I text you, when you see it, if you could just say, hey, I'll get back to you when I can, that literally makes me feel okay. Even if like there's like 10 hours between that text and when you actually get back to me because you're working, like mm-hmm. you have a job. But like that just makes me feel okay. Or like a good morning because it makes me feel like you thought of me in the morning. But like I don't want to tell that to someone in the beginning because it's like, oh, I'm going to scare them away with like all of these things I need. But then it's like, well, maybe I should be scaring away people who cannot give me the things that I need.
Yeah, no, I'm just, yeah, I that's a good point, because I'm like, you know, I'll tell some, like, I remember I told this girl, like, you know, on the first day, I was like, I deal with depression and like high anxiety. And so there are times where I'll, you know, like I'll overthink and I need to like process it, or I need space to process it. Mm-hmm. I would tell someone that I'm really anxious. And I guess the catch 22 is, when you're anxious, the thing you don't want is for people to like coddle you, you know, and like and like try to protect your anxiety. So what happens is I'll tell someone that, and then they like overcorrect, and they're like, hey, we're gonna do this. Is this okay? You know, and I'm like, actually, mm-hmm. this is making me way more anxious. So now, like, I regret telling you that. But like, I don't know. I don't know what's better. But like you said, it's just trying to find someone that like you can tell those things to, and it just worked. Like the couple you're saying, like. It's just, I think it just worked because they're both compatible in that way, which is kind of mm-hmm. cool. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It was very interesting to like watch and listen. And I had a lot of questions and they were very, very kind and were like, oh yeah, yeah, here's how it works for us. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting with anxiety because I just realize I have anxiety sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I took this dude I was dating to one of my shows and I didn't realize that I was anxious about that. But I was like, oh, if he doesn't like it, that like might mean something about this this dating or whatever. Because it's like, and I did tell him, I was like, oh, if you didn't like my stand-up, I don't know if we would continue dating. And he was like, really? And I was like, yes, because then I wouldn't invite you to shows. And if I did invite you to a show, I'd be like, oh, he hates my work. He, he hates this thing that is, yes, my job, but it's like me putting my, it's me. It's, now it's like a super personal thing. But yeah, I dated someone with anxiety and I discovered I have a little anxiety and they were really good at handling mine and I was like not great at handling theirs at times because I like rub their back or be like, are you okay? And then they were like, oh, that's not what I need. I just need to like feel it and I need you to know that I'm having anxiety right now, but like just be normal. And I was like, huh, but like something's wrong with you and I should comfort you. So there would be times where we'd be walking, they would tell me they were like anxious about something. And then I would like go to touch them and be like, they told me not to touch them. And my hand would just linger and they'd be like, oh, are you trying to touch me? And I'm like, and I know I'm not supposed to, I'm so sorry.
That's hilarious. I know exactly what he's feeling. But it's like, I don't know, we're trying to figure this shit out. Like, I just found out a few years ago that this is something, like, I've been dealing with panic attacks and I just have, and it's like, I don't know how to date. I feel like, I honestly feel like ever since I started having panic attacks and having anxiety, it has actually affected my dating life in a real way. Like, I mean, I don't remember what it was before. It's hard to remember, but I just don't remember being that anxious, like, as a person who's in and dating and seeing people. And now I'm like, it's like, I have to figure out how to, like, communicate this in a way that's, like, clear, but also, like, you know, where I feel like I'm giving myself space to, like, process what's happening because it's still new to me, too. But I empathize with someone who's, I think my, like, I'm so empathetic to the person who's dating someone who has anxiety. Like, when I hear that story, I'm empathetic towards your experience because I'm like, oh, I know that feels like the right thing to do. And it's like, no one's really helping. Like, there's no one really kind of talking about how to really, you know, do that. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but I would love someone to date someone and then just have their hand like slow, like right behind me, like not actually touching me. But I think that would actually give me a lot of comfort.
Like I'm here. I'm here if you need me.
Low key, that's what we kind of want. Like
a little bit.
Yeah. Like I need people to be there for me, like not close, but close enough, you know, in case you know, I lose my shit. Like
And since he had anxiety, I learned that like when I was feeling anxious, I'd be like, I think I'm having anxiety. I think I don't feel good. And he'd be like, well, what do you need right now? And I'm like, I feel very chaotic. So I don't think I need anything. I think I just need to like leave to go to the show now. And he'd be like, okay. And then would like talk to me in the car in a way to like calm me down. And it was just like really nice. It was like the things that worked for us worked. And then all the things that didn't work didn't work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just like 2024, I think is going to be my year. I infamously said it for 2020 and that was not a year for anybody. But I do think this year is going to be a good one and I'm like excited about it.
Yeah.
In a way that I haven't been excited. I was not excited about 2023 and then that was like not a great year for me.
Yeah. No, that last year was a rough year. Yeah, that was a tough. I'm feeling good so far. Like I feel like we're halfway in. And it just feels, you know, I just feel like, yeah, it can't get any worse. But I'm like, yeah, but I'm really excited to just like, I think I'm just like excited to connect with people. Like, I'm not like, I don't know what I'm looking for. I think after the pandemic, I spent the whole pandemic by myself, like, and just really going through like a real period of isolation. And I was also hypochondriac. So I was like, I just couldn't do anything. I was just like trapped in my house. And I came out of it like, oh, I want a family. I'm about to, I never want to be alone again. And I think when I approach life that way, it doesn't really work out. Like, it's because it's like I'm, I don't know, like it was like when I was putting it out there, it was like I was getting rejected. And I think I think now I'm just like, I'm just really interested in connecting with different types of people from different experiences, even if it's one night or if it's one day or it's one week or 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And I'm just going to have a good time, you know, and be myself, I think. Because I think that, I'm like becoming an adult, I think.
I also feel like I'm becoming an adult, which is so weird because it's like, oh, bitch, I've been an adult.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm settling into more of like, oh, I don't need to talk to everybody, which I also miss. I miss, mm-hmm. I don't know. I keep coming back to being in Dublin and being alone. Had I been in Dublin alone in my early 20s, I would have gone out. I would have been like, bip, bop, bip, boop, bop, boop, bop.
Yeah.
But I'm like more aware that like I was the only Black person I had seen for hours. I was like more aware of like, what if I'm a weirdo to all these people? Do I want to deal with that aftermath? And like,
yeah.
Go to sleep with jet lag being like, I was just so weird for 2 hours. And yeah, I think more about how I'm like coming off to people, which I don't like, but right. Also it is good to be self-aware. And mm-hmm. I don't know, being an adult is confusing because I don't feel like one,
right? I know what you mean. I feel like you ever just feel like a child, like,
all the time, all the time.
Like I sometimes like I'm just playing around. Like I'm in my house, like playing literally, like I'm like playing with toys. No, like I'm just like I don't know. I don't have like a sense of like it's like I feel like the adult things I'm trying to learn are like I don't want to look like what you're talking about. I love that. Like I love you. You're like such a great presence, and I, you know, whenever you're around, I'm like, I feel so happy, you know, and also it was just so great to work with you on Grand Crew too, just to say that and see, aww, watch you work, thanks, up close. But I, you know, I think, so it's not that I want to like change. I think the adult thing is actually being so down with who I am, like being, having the self-awareness, but then being like, I'm so into this guy. I'm into myself. Like, I'm so into how I'm portraying myself as, because I'm the kind of person that's like, I'm so worried about making sure everyone is happy around me. Mm-hmm. So I think when I want to be an adult, it's like learning how to be like, oh, if someone's like, hey, do you want to go out tonight? And I kind of feel like, you know, staying home. Maybe a year ago, I would just go out and just like not, and just do it just because I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm getting better about just being like, I'm gonna stay home tonight and like even though like it's like an hour long process, like I have to like go through a process to be able to say I'm actually gonna tell this person no, even though they could care less. Like on their end, they're like they don't care at all if I'm coming or not. But I'm like I'm like spinning around like, all right, how do I tell this person I don't want to go out tonight without offending them? But I'm like it's like literally just like learning how to like advocate for my own needs, but. In terms of like, so that makes me feel like I'm becoming an adult because I've been trying, like even at the restaurant, like being like sending food back is like a huge deal. Like I sent food back the other day. I feel so good about it. Like I've been like living off that high for like a long time because I was like, I'm so afraid to do that. I'm like, just like, this is the wrong order and I'll just take it. And I'll just eat it.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just eat the wrong food.
You're just like, it's fine. I'll eat this whole, I ordered a steak, but this is pasta and it's fine. I'll just eat it and I will tip you 25%.
My brain will actually, like in that moment, will like, instead of even being like they were wrong, I would be like, maybe they think I deserve pasta. Like maybe they wanted to give me pasta because they knew they like know something that I don't know. like I'm going through this whole process of like trying to justify this mistake, but they just like fucked up, you know.
They just fucked up. I love sending food back. I love being like, nope. Especially like someone else's food. Someone who doesn't want to speak up. I'm like, this is wrong, and they want it X, Y, and Z. But I won't do it for myself. I don't know why. There's been several occasions where like someone has made me uncomfortable or has like entered my personal space and I let it happen, and then a friend turns around and is like, what are you doing to her? And I'm like, I don't like it. And they're like, why didn't you say something? And I'm like, I don't know, because I think I'm willing to be a little uncomfortable if everyone else is comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah,
an insane people pleasing type thing. but like I like when everyone else is happy, and I'm like, I could be a little uncomfortable for a while. I was like in a bar with Tashir, and this man was like in my personal space, and she truly turned around and was like, get out of her space, get away from her. And then she asked me, she's like, why didn't you say something? And I was like, I don't know. I just looked around and everyone was having a good time.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're speaking about, that's exactly how I be feeling. Like, I was at the gym the other day, and like, I'm just like really paranoid about germs and stuff. But like, so the guy was using a machine, but I went to use it after, and he like totally cleaned it and, you know, did his thing. But I like waited till he wasn't in sight of the machine so I could clean it again. but I didn't want him to feel bad, like he did a bad job or something. I was like, I just want you to know, I don't think you're dirty. I just like, this is like my thing. But it's like, why do I even give a shit with like this? I don't even know this person. But yeah, it takes a lot of mental. It's kind of exhausting, that way of thinking. So yeah. Try to learn not to do that. But
I mean, it is what it is. When I used to go to the gym, I would be the same way. I would watch someone clean a machine, and then I'd be like, all right, let me get up in there and clean it just as well, if not worse.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it made me feel better, because I was like, I'm doing it. Everything I think I'm going to touch, I'm getting. And I don't know if they actually sprayed enough of the cleaner on their stuff.
Right.
It's a fun time to be alive. Okay, we have to take one more break. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga, because I'm always trying to get more flexible, because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
What gym do you go to? In Equinox?
No. I used to go to Planet Fitness, and you know, I liked that because it was like the judgment free zone. Like everyone's like, you're not allowed to be like a meathead in there, and but you know, it just was always crowded. So I ended up going. Did you come to my New Year's party? Did you come to that?
No, because I was in Africa.
Last year, but last year I was also in Africa.
I'm always in Africa for New Year's. Sorry, can't come to anything.
Every time I invite you to hang out with me, you're like, I'm in Africa, Lamar. So anyway, I had this party at this place called the LA Athletic Club, and because I used that venue, they let me do a membership there. And I love it there because it's like it's super racist, but like, I mean, I won't say the company, I won't say it's racist, but it's definitely been around since slavery.
Sure.
Like when
yeah,
you look at the pictures on the wall, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here. But I like it because it's like just me and like all 80-year-old white dudes, and I'm like, they're not trying to tell me how to like lift weights. But so I love it. It's like makes me feel really safe.
Very funny. I also went to Planet Fitness for a while when I lived in New York. And then I just recently saw an Instagram video of this woman who was like, I go to Planet Fitness and people have been complaining about how I smell. I thought this was a judgment-free zone. How are you supposed to smell in the gym? And I was like, girl, you must be stinky for someone at Planet Fitness to complain about.
I
have been to Planet. I have smelled the smells at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, oh, Planet and Fitness be stank. It be stinking that we're looking. I saw a motherfucker in there working out in a mailman outfit. Like, I was like, yo.
The weirdest shit happens at Planet Fitness.
It's crazy.
I saw a woman eating a calzone on a treadmill at Planet Fitness. And I was like, you could do anything you fucking want here. This is more than judgment free. This is just a zone where you can exist however you fucking want to.
Have you seen the commercial? There's a commercial out right now. With Meg Thee Stallion promoting it. It's the most insane commercial I've ever seen. Like, Meg Thee Stallion plays like this genie. Like, she's like a magical workout genie. She's like, like calling people out for being judgmental. It's like, we don't do that. The hotties don't do that. It's just like, it's just so funny to see rappers like line themselves up with brand. Like, I'm saying my age, but when we were younger, it was like not cool to be. Like, a rapper couldn't, like, line himself up with a commercial brand. That was, like, not the cool thing.
Unless it was Sprite.
Yeah, well, because Sprite was awesome. But, yeah, I got to see that commercial. It was, like, it's the funniest commercial. But I love Meg, but it was, like, it was great. It was just, this has nothing to do with exercise.
It's just Meg being like, no judgment. Why don't judge?
And she's
that's
like in this
so
purple,
funny.
It's like a purple cloud. She's like floating over the gym. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, you'll see it soon. Watch. I swear to God, you're going to, now that I've told you, you're going to see it all the time.
Probably. And I can't fucking wait to see it all the time. I had a dream when I would go to the gym a lot. I'd be like, maybe I'll meet someone at the gym. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, do I want to meet someone at the gym? I'm barely at the gym. Right. And then I'm like, how do I want to meet someone? So I'm being like, you're doing that wrong. And it's like, no, I don't know how I want to meet anybody.
Yeah,
I want this to be easier. Also, I'm like, I want to meet someone on set, but everybody on set's married and shit.
Yeah, like, let me ask you this. Are you more interested? Do you feel more comfortable dating someone in business or like someone who's just like a direct, like a person who's just outside the industry completely, or you don't care?
I don't know if I care, but the more time I spend with actors, the more I'm like, oh, I simply don't want to date one of y'all. Especially like just a legit actor who doesn't do comedy. Like, they don't have a whimsy about the job and they don't have like a twinkle about it. It's like very methodical and like, here's why I'm saying this and coming this way. And should I try it that way? And it's like, oh, yeah, you think a lot about yourself in a way that I don't. And then I'm like, I don't want a comedy person. I tend to feel like comedy people are always aspiring for somebody better than them, but not necessarily career-wise, looks-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. And then I've dated people, like normal people who have like jobs, bartending, editors, and nothing has like really like popped or anything, but I do think I want someone like adjacent to it. Like, I think I would like a cinematographer or like a camera operator, a grip, set design, props.
Oh man, I got a camera op for you. This dude is cock diesel. He look good as hell.
Really?
I'll tell you. Like, he was like, me and my homie were like, it was on an episode. I won't say he'll know, but it was on an episode of a show I was working on. And it was like, me and my homie was directing and I was the writer on it. And we just like, and you know, we're like two like soft ass skinny dudes. And then like this guy was like, he had this camera right next to us and his just muscles were just like bulging. And we kept looking at each other like, man, that's a real man right there. I was like, oh man, I should hook him up with Nicole. That's what I should do.
You should. Please do. Tell him about me. That's funny that you said that's a real man, because when I met June Diane Raphael, I've said this a bunch on the podcast. When I met her, I was like, that's a woman. She wears white And well, she's like, when I met her, she was head to toe in white. And I was like, she's not afraid of getting juice on her. And it was like, no, she's a real woman who's not drinking juice. I'm like, when will that happen for me? But yeah, tell that camera operator about me. I would love to be set up in a like with somebody who's a nice person who has a job.
Like, maybe we can hook each other up. Like, I don't know. I'm just looking for someone who's like nice, you know. Like, I'm so conflict avoidant. I just want to kick it, you know, like a best friend, you know, someone I'll be like the homie with. But I do, I know what you mean. I feel like I do this thing a lot that makes me feel like I'm not a real man. But when I come home and I try to put my keys in the lock, I constantly are dropping them. I try to put them in the lock and I drop them like 5 times before I get inside the house. And I just feel like a real man doesn't do that.
I feel like a cartoon man does do that. Like a full-blown cartoon just dropping your keys. I also drop my keys a lot. In my car, if I valet my car, I have to take my key off because I have too many keys on and they get annoyed with me. So I just take it off. But if I don't put it back on immediately, I will leave my car key in the car. If I put my phone in the wrong spot, I will leave my phone in the car. And then I get upstairs to my house and I go, well, do I need my phone for the rest of the night? And then it's always like, yeah, Nicole, that's your alarm. You got to go get it. I'm always leaving shit in the car.
Me too.
Left my window down the other day. I was throwing something away and I was like, my window is not tempered. Like, I can see right into my car. And then I like put my hand on the window and there was no window. And I was like, oh, fuck. I just left the window down for like a day.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've done the same shit. Like, but I have the same mental process where I'm like, man, you could really see in that motherfucker. And then I'm like, oh, this shit is open.
Oh, there is no fucking window. Oh, nah.
Yeah, I'm also a bad driver, too. I'm like, I just want to step it up on all those kind of things. Just little things. Mm-hmm. Little tweaks I'm going to make. But, you know, ladies, I know y'all listening. But, I got something to offer. I think I do, so.
I think you do, too. I think you're great.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. You've gone on the record about liking Lil Dom's lasagna despite being lactose intolerant. What is it about Lil Dom's lasagna that you like so much?
I just think it's hard to find good lasagna in this city. I don't necessarily like Lil Dom's like the best. It's not the best lasagna I ever had, but they would do it on that Tuesday and
Friday.
Oh, it's Friday now? Is that what happened? Because I went back on Tuesday and they were like, we don't do this shit no more. And I was like so pissed.
They
and
should have told you. They do it on Fridays now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm signed to the newsletter to hit me up. But I was like, man, one time at Lil Dom, just a quick start. Like, because one thing I do a lot, I don't know if you do this as a single person. I like take myself on dates a lot. So I'll do I'll literally have a conversation with myself. Like, where do you want to go tonight? I'm going to take you somewhere nice. And we're going to get dressed up. And I was like, let's go Lil Dom's. Keep it local. You know what I'm saying? And it was like popping that night. And it was Tuesday. I was ready for lasagna. But anyway, this is not lasagna related. It's just, you know, you just reminded me of that. So I get there. And man, I swear to God, it was like a lot. You know how that outside has that patio right there? Mm-hmm. And it was like, so the host like walks me to my table. And it's just like a line of beautiful women. Just like having a great time. And then there was like this whole table of like they were had to be like, I don't know, just like young girls or whatever. And she sits me in the chair and I just immediately fall out of my chair, like in front of everybody. And like, no, it was like, it was just like, this day is ruined. It was just like the worst self-care day ever. But, honestly, I'm going to try to learn because I've been cooking a lot. I'm going to try to learn how to make lasagna because the lactose thing. I'm trying to. I just take the pills now. If it's something I really like pizza, I just don't eat no more. Or like any kind of cheese like that's like if it's something that I like lasagna. Why did I say lasagna like that? Lasagna.
I liked it. Lasagna.
if it's some lasagna.
Lasagna.
I don't care if it's feta cheese, gouda, manchego. I'll eat the hell out of that shit. I'm like Garfield, but I'll eat that shit. Hey. But what else has cheese in it? Mac and cheese.
Cheese fries. mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I ate Lil Dom's lasagna every Friday for a full year, and now I can't.
Oh, no.
I've had too much of it.
I can't believe they're doing it on Fridays now. Okay, I'm gonna go Fridays.
You can't just order it online. You have to go in and get it, and then they won't let you have it to go. You have to start it there, and then you can pack it up. There's so many rules, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, I'm sick of Lil Dom's, honestly, but.
I'm sick of Lil Dom.
But if you find a good lasagna spot, let me know. Like, if you find one,
let me know. I fucking love lasagna. I think it's really good. I make a pretty decent lasagna, but I've only done it twice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe the third time will be bad. I don't know. Also, I tried cooking more to keep this man in this this guy that I was dating. and then in hindsight, it was like, it ended up being good because now I know I can make pretty decent chicken.
Yeah.
I can make pretty decent pasta. What else did I make that man? I made a cheesecake for him.
Wow.
And I can make a very good cheesecake now.
That's the other one. Cheesecake and lasagna. That's the one I'll break my rules for. Like, I love cheesecake so much. And yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I'll just sack. Like, I'm committing to destroying my night, you know. Just like, I'm just going to eat this. Like, we're gonna get down. There's this place called Horses has really good, it's like goat cheesecake. It's so good.
Horses, I think that's the restaurant where it was a couple who and then they started like killing cats or something.
Yeah. Cut that out. I was like, that is so funny. I was like, I'm gonna recommend this restaurant fully knowing about this thing you're about to say, but I was like, maybe no, not everyone knows that yet.
No, listen, keep it in. I love that you recommended it. But if you go to bonappetit.com, it says, what's happening inside Horses? The buzzy LA restaurant now shrouded in drama. The chef's owners have a very public divorce. It's pretty wild. And I haven't been yet.
To be fair, he wasn't killing cats at the restaurant. Like, he was doing it at home.
He was killing them on his own time.
Yeah.
He was doing it at home.
Yeah.
I mean,
he had a good
work-life
balance. I think, yeah, it is. I don't think that chef is there, but I think it's still rocking.
How funny. How wild.
That is so wild.
Oh, yeah. Still up, still on Resi. They do have, they have tons of reservations. So I don't know if they're doing well for today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd be curious how much that affect. Like, maybe they're on their way out. Maybe it's pretty much done for them. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's a pretty rough scandal.
I heard it was really good.
That's a crazy scandal to have.
It's terrible to be like, you're killing cats and shit. I would be like, oh no, I got to get out of here. I wouldn't defend myself. I'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
that's
it's like, I'd like be on the run. Let me get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
But before I had the cheesecake, just for the audience, I had that cheesecake before I knew anything about the cat killing. I would never support anything like that.
I like that you've gone on the record to say that. I feel the same way. I probably will never go to the restaurant because they're very badly behaved. Well, Lamar, we really have ended. No, we've come to the end. Oh my God. Do you have any, okay, you're single, but do you have any advice for single people? I don't know. Or do you have any advice that you're trying to follow? I was trying to do this book called Calling in the One, and I hit a roadblock on it, and I've mentioned it several times and I really like doing it. And people I've talked to are like, oh, I've met someone after doing it. But I came to the conclusion, why do I have to do a book to find love when other people don't? So now I'm not doing it anymore because I'm like, what the fuck? So do you have any advice for single people?
My advice, I don't have any advice. I mean, I'm just like, my advice is just to be at peace with it, because I think the more I think about it, the more single I am. I don't know. It's just like, I'm just like, the more I stress, like, I think I just got to like focus on something else. And then I think the other thing will come. But, and I think, I don't know. All my advice is like really cliche and lame. Like, one is be yourself, because you know, I used to be like, if a girl didn't respond to me or like we went on a couple dates and she kind of ghosted me, I would like really question myself and like who, you know, and I'm starting to feel like, okay, there's someone out there. Like, I don't need to like change or do anything for anyone. I'm just like, I'm just going to be that person. And I think there'll be some, there's got to be somebody that will like that. Then, and I think work, like I be going on these hikes and that should be making me happy. It's keeping me at my dope. I think, and I'm also, maybe because I'm like, I'm also off my medication right now, off my antidepressant. And I'm like, I'm like trying to find ways to have dopamine. And I think exercise is keeping me, keeping me sane. So I think those things, and it, you know, they'll make, you know, I think it, you know, but I think, what the fuck do I know? I don't know. I've been single for 8 years. Like, I'm out of control.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's like a nice thing to like take care of yourself. Everything on the internet that's like, how do you deal with being single? Is like, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Do nice things for yourself. So I've been trying to do that too. Not since I've been back, because I've had COVID, but I do these workouts with this man named Daniel who like...
Yeah, I recommend the self-care dates.
Yeah. He tells me I can do it during the workout. And sometimes I go, no, I can't, Daniel. And then it's not like I've memorized where he says you could do it. But sometimes he'll be like, then sit down. If you can't do it right now, sit down. And then I'll be like, I don't need to, Daniel. And then he's like, that's right. Keep going. And then at the end, he like pumps his fist in the air. And then there's music that's like, we did it together. And for whatever reason, that corny shit works for me.
Yeah.
And it feels really good. And I'm like, we did all do it. That fat lady in the corner did it. I did it. The other lady in the corner did it. He did it. We all did it. And it makes me feel good. And I was like, maybe that works for me. It might work for other people, but who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm into the whole working on yourself gig. I think that's good.
Yeah. I think that it's the only thing you can control, I think, at the very least. So like that, I think that helps.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll check in. Let's check back in a couple weeks.
All right.
Let's go to dinner. Let's go.
In a couple weeks?
Now just me and you. Like,
I don't know if she's going like, to, I don't think she's going to change in a couple weeks.
Oh yeah. Maybe a couple, I don't know. You never know. I mean, it's Valentine's Day. Just
shit happens.
But let's go get some lasagna somewhere. If we could find a place.
I would love to get lasagna when I recover from COVID. Let's do it. Do you have anything you want to promote, Lamar?
Just my album. It's called Highly Sensitive Person. It talks a lot about what we just talked about, and it's available. If you want to buy it directly from me, you could go buy it on my website. And if you don't, it's on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, Tidal. And it has a lot of dope people on it, like Open Mike Eagle and cool producer.
Oh, that's great.
It's it's probably the most personal I've ever gotten on an album. So I really want people to hear it. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited to listen to it.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Let me know what you think.
All right. I'll buy it from you. That's what I'll do. I'll support you.
Yeah.
I don't have Spotify. I guess I could listen to it on Apple. No, I'll buy it from you. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Also, Lamar, I asked everybody this. I forget sometimes, but would you date me?
Of course I would. I would definitely date you. Are you crying? Did I just make you cry?
No, okay. It just didn't sound very sincere, but that's okay. Yeah, Nicole, I definitely date you. Whatever, Lamar, we'll get lasagna, we'll get drinks. It's going to be great. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you could like it, you could rate it, you could subscribe. I did make the mistake of reading comments while I was sick, and some of you are mean. But a lot of you are very, very, very nice. I will say that I had a lot of nice comments. It's just those mean ones that really stick out sometimes. But again, what you think of me is none of my business. Anyway, I celebrate the people who like me. This nice person wrote me a nasty message. And if you write me a nasty message hitting on me to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, I'll read it. Okay. Let's eat cake like little like the little pig sluts we are. We'll use our thighs as plates and 69 side or and sideways 69 while we eat slices of cake. Laws and physics don't apply with cake. Your clit will taste so sweet while I fist and finger you until you moan with delight. After we both finish, we will pop a flagel? A flag Flagel? I don't know what that is. Oh, to prevent yeasties. Sip coffee or tea in bed and have deep talks about life and love. Then I'll big spoon you and cradle you with my little legs while we fall asleep. The end. That was nice. Thank you so much for calling me a little pig slut. Okay, Lamar. Bye-bye.
Bye, Nicole. I'll see you later.
Bye.
That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me.